Chapter 1. Predators and Border Queens. The band Steppenwolf sang, "Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure and whatever comes our way." The bike and I leapt violently into the air. As we did so, all the thoughts that had been meandering through my mind changed instantly into survive. My bike's engine screamed as I involuntarily opened the throttle on takeoff, this grip of fear almost making the situation worse. As we took off, I heard and felt the drive shaft hit the top of the tope with a sickening thump. This just had to have caused major damage. A tope is a Mexican speed bump, but this one was no mere bump. There'd been nothing to warn it was there. The dusty tarmac had camouflaged it perfectly, and the sun, right overhead, hadn't cast even a hint of a shadow. The wheels came crashing back down again, and with a wobble that I was sure was going to throw me off, the bike's suspension bottomed out under the weight. Somehow the bike leapt sideways, and of course, there was a ditch waiting for me to fall straight into. I heaved at the handlebars, and for once my instincts made me do the right thing. I opened the throttle wide again, and with a wild weave, we somehow managed to stay upright and on the road. The day had started back in Guatemala with no hint of trouble. The dawn had been cool and bright, with a faint mist that hung around the jungle trees. The sun had tried its best to creep through the gaps, and as it did so, its dust-filled, misty beams had dappled the road around us. My bike's tyres hummed, all my gear was strapped on tightly, and we just filled the tanks with fuel from a station that was totally at home with its surroundings. Ancient, liana-strung trees surrounded the time-worn, crumbling walls, which cried out for some new paint and some TLC. The rough track off the main road to it was heavily rutted by a generation of trucks, and the roadside ditch was filled with that same generation's cast-offs. Paper, bits of broken vehicle, old oil cans, and rusting barbed wire were collected together to form an untidy remainder of everyday life. The air was heavily scented with the musty smell of layers of leaf mould, and the pungent tang from both the fuel and the cigarette that a man was smoking as he poured diesel into the tank of his truck from an old watering can. The cream-coloured pickup looked as if it was being held together by rust, string, and gaffer tape, but mostly by prayer. The wood and silver crucifix that hung from the truck's rearview mirror suggested that this was the greater strength. The uneven, oil-stained forecourt was time and weather-worn, and the pumps looked as if they belonged in the props office of a Hollywood film studio. The pump had clunked and whirred irregularly as petrol sploshed with surprising speed into my tank. The white arm of the gauge had jerked in stages around the crescent moon-shaped dial, and the attendant's eyes had opened wide as litre after litre had flowed into my 43-litre tank. This small Indian man wore beige overalls that looked as if they hadn't been washed for a decade, and he had a jaded look to his face which implied that he wasn't surprised by many things. His deeply lined skin gave me the feeling that he'd seen a lot in his life, but never a bike with a tank that could drink so much fuel. Watching him, I was conscious that he was one of the last people I'd speak to in Guatemala. As my partner Birgit and I rode the last miles towards the border, my mind ticked over in time with the bike's engine. Around us, a sweaty heat began to swirl, and beneath the bike, the tarmac undulated with heat heaves that were tricky to ride. Heat and heavy trucks play wobbly games with the road surfaces in this part of the world, and my bike's suspension was gently working overtime. Loose gravel on the corners and the frequent potholes kept my mind split between the riding moment, where we had been, and where we were going. Even after more than 6 years on the road, I still worried about border crossings. This was to be the last in Central America. This day we would be riding into North America. The border with Mexico loomed. Adrenaline flowed through me at the thought of a new adventure, which I knew was going to be very different from those we'd had in the last few years of meandering through South and Central America. the lush jungle vegetation began to ease away, to be replaced with scrubby bush and an occasional tree. I took the flower-strewn verges as a good omen. The sun was out in full now, and even though the dawn still held a dash of cool under the trees, I began to feel a trickle of sweat creeping down my back. My bike Libby, that short for Liberty, as this is what she'd given me, ticked and purred as if she too was anticipating a new beginning and perhaps more gentle roads. A vast valley dropped us down towards the border. We'd heard no scare stories about this crossing. Central American borders had a million tales of hassle, bribery and corruption attached to them. We'd not found them difficult, but in my eternal search for information, I'd always listened too hard to the tales, and had let an edgy tingle creep into me as we approached each one. One of the things we'd learnt was never to cross a border on a Sunday. The stories had it that fees leapt up and that many of the crossings were undermanned then. The perverse side of me was tempted to try a Sunday, though. If everyone steered clear of borders on Sundays, then perhaps it might actually be the easiest day to cross. Fear of the unknown? No, that's too strong. But the uneasy feelings that slipped in always added an element of wary anticipation that sharpened my senses and gave a valuable burst of adrenaline. Each previous border had been a fresh challenge to be played with. Though similar, each game had its own set of rules. These were normally influenced by an ever-changing combination of people, tradition, poverty, an element of lawlessness, strange customs, the weather conditions on the day, and how we were feeling at each moment of potential confrontation. The latter was a danger, if we allowed it to be.